Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Seriously, what does it take? This is a question I'm directly posing at you. What does it take before you look at this rotten economic and social order and realise it can't work? It won't work. It can't be fixed. It can't be reformed. It can't be humanised. It has to be replaced. And to be clear, before I get in trouble with the relevant authorities, what I'm talking about here is peaceful revolution along the lines of what politicians such as Bernie Sanders have called for. Now, as millions of people suffer a cost of living crisis, in large part caused by spiking energy prices, energy giant Shell have announced profits worth over £32 billion in 2022 alone. That's double what they got last year and the highest level in their 115-year history. Now, this is straightforward war profiteering. What's happened is Russia's invasion of Ukraine has caused oil and gas prices to spiral, as I'm sure you've noticed. And as a consequence, this lot, the likes of course, Shell, are making an absolute packet. Whilst, of course, households are paying thousands of pounds worth in bills and struggling to make ends meet. Families, which parents who skip hot meals to make sure their kids are fed, who panic over unopened energy bills on their kitchen tables as they lie awake at night, panicking about how they're going to clothe their own children. Now, it gets worse, just to show this, both the energy crisis and the behaviour of big business under our capitalist system. So it's been revealed today that another energy company, which, by the way, obviously makes huge amounts of profits for its shareholders, British Gas, according to an investigation by the Times newspaper, they've routinely sent debt collectors to break into customers' homes and force-fit pay-as-you-go meters, even when those customers are known to have huge vulnerabilities. We're talking about a young mum with a four-week-old baby whose bills have risen sevenfold. We're talking about a 77-year-old man. We're talking about a single dad with three young kids. We're talking about a woman in her 50s who is described as having severe mental health bipolar, a woman who suffers from mobility problems and is partially sighted, a mum whose daughter is disabled and has a hoist and an electric wheelchair. Now, when approached, the company said they were suspending the practice of force-fitting repayment meters and declared this is not who we are, it's not how we do business. What are you talking about? What do you mean by that? What's that supposed to mean? That's exactly how you do business. That's exactly what you've been doing. That's how you've been making, in part, the profits for you and your shareholders. What do you think? These are just random rogue elements doing this for a laugh, for you know, picking on pensioners and single mums and with little kids and disabled people for shits and giggles. I mean, I say that, but actually some of these debt collectors really are doing it for shits and giggles. One of them says, when they don't get an answer to one of the doors they're knocking on, this is the exciting bit. I love this bit because they get to break in. Depraved human beings. But they are licensed by big business to pick on the vulnerable and empty their pockets, the pockets of people they've already fleeced. And they count on these people having no voice, no one to speak for them, no one to listen to them. That's, of course, how British society operates. Let's listen to the boss of Centric on the Today programme.
One of the cases that the Times is highlighting this morning is when five men are sent to a home where three young children live with their father. There's an inhaler that's visible and they force fit the meter, with one of the agents saying, this is the exciting bit. I love this bit. How do you account for people working for British Gas behaving in that way?
Firstly, Michelle, there is nothing that I can see that can express the horror I had when I heard this, when I saw this. It's completely unacceptable. That language is unacceptable. The contractor that we've employed, Arvato, has let us down. But I'm accountable for this. This happened, as you say, when people were acting on behalf of British Gas. There's nothing that can be said to excuse it. Every one of our customers deserves to be treated with respect. That's what I expect of myself. That's what I expect of my colleagues. That's what I expect of our contractors.
The horror that he has, the contractor's let him down. Oh, it's so sad for him. Oh, please. Oh, spare me this nonsense. This would all still be going on if they hadn't got, have been caught. What kind of company does this? What, they just hire people to go round doing these debt collections? They have literally no idea what they're up to. Absolute nonsense. Now, turning to the other energy giants like Shell, for example, many of these major companies spend millions across the world lobbying politicians to halt, to water down or destroy policies designed to tackle the energy crisis. Rishi Sunak handed them tax breaks for investing in fossil fuel extraction. Lovely stuff, really, really far-sighted. Since 2010, those big energy companies, the likes of Shell, have handed nearly £200 billion to shareholders. They're not investing that money in renewable energy. It's just going, of course, to naked profiteering. So they're driving a climate emergency through fossil fuel extraction, which threatens, no biggie, the future existence of our species. They're not properly investing in renewable energy. They're putting shareholders' dividends first. And they're throwing huge resources at politicians to stop them introducing policies which may save us all from destruction. What do you even say? This is the ugly nature of capitalism. This is how capitalism works. And this is exactly why capitalism is on a collision course with people's living standards, but also the very future existence of our civilization. Now, there were some basic demands, just some really basic, simple demands. Now, here's the brilliant Tessa Khan from Uplift, which is a movement fighting for a green transition, on closing a loophole in the windfall tax and how it could provide money for frontline workers who are fighting for a pay rise.
Given the pressure on the government to do what it can to help people whose incomes are really, really pressed, that they will have to look at a bigger windfall tax.
Yes, yeah, certainly. I mean, I think the most obvious thing that the government needs to do is to close the loophole in the existing windfall tax. That's a loophole that means that oil and gas companies get massive write-downs on their tax bills if they invest in more oil and gas in the UK. The loophole amounts to us effectively giving £11 billion to oil and gas companies. And that £11 billion is enough to make sure that every NHS worker and every teacher in the UK gets an inflation matching pay rise. So if the UK government is looking for money, it knows exactly where to find it.
Great stuff. Now, today, Greenpeace has occupied a 34,000-ton oil platform on its way to the North Sea with a message for Shell CEO. Let's have a listen.
We are on top of Shell's oil and gas drilling platform, Penguins FPSO, and we just heard that they announced the profits of last year, $39 billion. This huge amount is the double the amount of clearing up Pakistan's floodings last year.
This is a company that is causing climate destruction all around the world, and they're not taking responsibility or paying for that. So our message to Shell's new CEO is to stop drilling and start paying.
Commendable stuff. More direct action like that, please. But again, this is about the nature of the economic system which rules over us, how it operates and whose interests in which it is run, and how it isn't, obviously, sustainable to have wars which cause massive destruction and death for civilians, but also profits for shareholders. How you can have a cost of living crisis where the poor are victimised and hounded by these thuggish debt collectors sent on behalf of big business, where we have a climate emergency which threatens our future survival, and which I'm afraid to say in the coming years, whatever we do now, is going to cause mass death and destruction and misery. That this crisis, which literally threatens us and our future survival, is being exacerbated by these big business corporations who are doing everything they can to stop action to save us all. This isn't a reformable system. We have to build something new. We have to talk about what that means. We have to talk about how that society operates. We have to learn from the terrible mistakes of the past in those attempts to supersede capitalism as it operates. But you can't look at that system, at how it operates, how it profits, and who it punishes, and how it threatens our future survival, and think, yeah, let's just keep going with this one. Maybe we'll just twiddle about around the edges here and there. Those small some changes, of course, better than nothing. But how sustainable is it when you have these massive companies with all the political influence they win through their economic power continuing to behave in ways which are obviously completely on a collision course with living standards for millions of people, but also with our future survival as a species. That is why the call by the likes of Bernie Sanders for a political revolution, I think, are more compelling than they've ever been. Please like, subscribe, and do support us on patreon.com/omjoes84 so we can make some documentaries, which we will be doing with our videographer on the union wages that you support in order to expose many of these injustices. See you soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.